This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba'am. We're continuing the Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We begin today, Simen Lamed Daled. Simen Lamed Daled. Says the Seder Hanachas HaParshias, the order of placement of the Parshias, the Tefillin, Mahamahajim Asholahem Be'ezugos Tefillin, and those who are Mahader, that have two pairs of Tefillin. Says the Mishnah Brura, says the Mechaber, Seder Hanachasan Bebatim, LaRashi VaHaRamam. Both Rashi and the Rambam say we should do as follows. Kadesh Mismal HaMeniach. Kadesh should be on the left side of the one wearing the Tefillin. So, here, let's get this up here. Okay, so the arrangement of the parashiyos. I don't know. The arrangement of the parashiyos. So Kadesh should be on the left side of the wearer. So in other words, here's this guy. His name is Yankel. And so Kadesh will be on his left side. We're looking at it as if it's the right, but from his vantage point, it's the left side. Right. So from his vantage point, it's the left side. The Veis HaChitzon, in the outermost bias. The Acharav Ki Yiviyacha, followed by V'Hoya Ki Yiviyacha, V'Bayis Sheni, Ushma V'Bayis HaShlishi, V'Hoya Em Shamaya, V'Bayis Haravi, Shu Veis HaChitzon Liyaminoi, which is the outer one on his right, to our left. That is the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam has a little bit of a different order. Rabbeinu Tam keeps Kadesh v'haya k'viyacha, Bayis Shlishi v'haya Shalmaya, u'b'bayis Ravi shehu hachitzoin shema, u'minog ha'oilam k'rashi v'haramam. The minog is to follow Rashi and the Rambam. It's interesting. He doesn't say that that's the halacha. He says that's the minhag. And as we're going to see in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Yirei Shemayim, Yetzi Yidei Shneim, and should make two pairs of tefillin. That is the Shita of the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Brura, Seder Hanachasan, Da. Says, you should know, Dulukulayamim, Hechlef Eza Parsha, Shenas Nashalogu Vesam Yichol Apsulin. According to everyone, if you exchange, if you switch a Parsha, that you put it in its wrong bias. So, for example, let's look in the picture. It didn't come out here. In the, you know, artificial intelligence is not that intelligent. But here, let's say you put in, you switched Shema with Vahaya and Shema, yeah? So it's going to be puzzle. Even though there are four parshias after Yesh Dalad parshias b'dalad batim, b'koshikenim nasan shte parshias b'bayis echad, certainly if you put two parshias in one bias, like in this diagram, it's going to be puzzle. Hameniach, it's Kadesh is on the left side of the wearer. Ba'afilu im hameniach hu iter. It doesn't matter if the wearer is a left hand. Zina basa yamina smal da'ama. We go by the majority of the world. Okay, so the opinion of Rashi and the Rambam is Kadesh v'haya k'viyacha, Shema v'haya im shamaya. Ula Rabbeinu Tam. Nes Rabbeinu Tam has the hayas together. Kadesh v'haya k'viyacha v'haya im shamaya and Shema. That is the Kadesh. What is this, the diagram? Over here, Kadesh. Which picture? Which page is this? Oh, okay. Chasva Poiskim. The Gam Rabbeinu Tam Moida Devinan Ksivasan Keseder Shein Ksuvim Batayra. Rabbeinu Tam's assertion is merely that it should be placed in this way. Kadesh, Vahaya Kiviacha, Vahaya Mshamaya, Shema, but not written that way. Rabbeinu Tam concedes that you need to write it the way that it's written in the Torah, Shu Kadesh Vayikviyacha, Shema Vahim Shemayala, the Pligia Rashi, Leinian Hanachos and Babatim. Bialkin, Haroi Selichtov Tfilin, Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, Yichtov Bishal Yad. You should write on the Shalyad, Shehim Beklath Echad, Kadesh, Vahoya Kiviyacha. Then, you hear, there's a big problem with the Shalyad, because it's all on one cloth. So, what you gotta do is, you write the Shalyad as follows. You write Kadesh, you write Vahoya Kiviyacha, you write Shema, and then you go back and you write Vahoya Im Shamaya. That's the way to do the psuchos and the stumos that we already explained earlier. Okay, so and the minhag ha'olam is like Rashi and the Rambam. The kasa b'beis Yosef v'shar achronim dechein ikar. It's very interesting. Here in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say the ikar is like Rashi and the Rambam. He just says that's the minhag ha'olam. But the beis Yosef and shar achronim say that is the ikar. V'chein hiskim hagra v'biurai. So the Gra was masking in his beer. Now let us go back and see the beer halacha. Seder Hanachasan. Okay, the first beer halacha. I'm a mishabura. Upasha da filu b'shal yad. Kugan hecha she'in loy tfon shal yad. V'yesh loy beiz tfon shal rosh. Mavur la'el de toila ar al echad mehem. Dafka imunachim sham kaseda, that's only if it's placed there correctly. Kamavor beves Yosef, shehiskim, the haidina, the afim hichlev parshiosem psulim, koi nami af shalyad, it's going on the shalyad as well. Lachor hu adindim kasan al arba klafim, vinasim abayis echad, di yoitzibaza, afilum dloy dovku, kamavor besim and lamad vesif memzam beves Yosef, shetzarch lizar nami, she imunachim, dafka kaseda, kadesh miyamin. Okay, so this is talking about where you have two shel yads. Okay, bottom line is, as we mentioned, the Mechaber does not say the Iker is like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, although the Mishnah Berurah says, the Beis Yosef says that way, and the Gra says that way. Now, regarding Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, there's a famous tshuva in the Noid Behuda that says that even if you were to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, you would not be Yoytse the mitzvah of Tfilin according to Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason is Rabbeinu Tam holds that Tfilin are horizontal, parshas horizontal and not vertical. So the Shita, as we're going to see now, the Sif Beis begins Yirei Shamayim Yetzi Yidei Shneim. Yirei Shamayim should be Yoytse too and make two pairs of Tfilin. You're still not Yoytze the mitzvah of tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would not allow you even to make a bracha on the tefillin. It's just many Rishonim hold like Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the order of the parshiyos. So it's not that we're being choshes Rabbeinu Tam per se, but we're being choshes for this particular shita of the arrangement of the tefillin. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll see more tomorrow. I wish you all a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
Hey, what's the machlokes based on exactly?
What is the machlokes based on? Well, we'll see whether it should be kaseder ksivasan in the Torah, or there's an inyan to have the havayos mehudadim, which means the two vahayas should be together.
Next to each other. Okay, we'll see. Shkach.
Okay.
Does it say how this machlokes started? I've heard asked that if, you know, everyone did it the way the father did, how did it ever happen that there was a split?
Okay, yeah. How about we'll talk about that tomorrow? There are basically three approaches to that, how it started. Some learned it always existed. There always, in other words, it wasn't legislated. Well, let's talk about that, Bez Hashem, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.